Twins lose at Boston 6-2 last night. Let's talk to Mike Max doing Sports Show this morning. Hi, Maxie.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Well, a little concerned about Berríos.
Yeah, they gave him the extra day. They keep wanting him to find himself. And now I think it's a confidence issue because the kid has good stuff, as they say, but he gave up a home run the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning to Mookie Betts, and then Betts beat him bad the next time with a three-run home run. That means he's missing his spots, and we've talked about this. That's what they're talking about inside the clubhouse there. He's got to hit his spots. He's got to find places on the plate that he can pitch to and make sure that he's effective at it. He's got velocity. He's got good stuff, all those things. But to pitch himself back into it, at one time this year looked like he was going to be a bulldog kind of pitcher at the top of the rotation. And now that's fading fast, and they're just trying to salvage his season in terms of make him, and these are all good problems to have because you're talking about you want him ready for the postseason. You want him to be stand out in the postseason and give you six innings on that October day. And those are good problems to have, but there's some fixing that needs to be done there. And I think this has right now become more of a confidence issue than anything else for him because he's scared to throw where he knows he needs to throw.
Yeah, well, get rid of Mookie Betts in the lineup and we might have won that game.
Four hits, and you got robbed the last time up. That guy can hit. They got some players in that lineup that just, you forget how much talent they've developed there, and I think most of them through their system. Jackie Bradley Jr. can scare you a little bit across the board. Bogart, they just got some players. They look like players. They look confident at the plate, all those things. You can see why they won in the past. It's a struggle for them by their standards this year, but you can see last year they caught these guys in their prime, and they're good.
Yeah, well, they lead the league, and they lead Major League Baseball in hitting, but the Twins are third in the American League, so they're hitting as well. But, Mike, they'll play again tonight. It'll be interesting because Cleveland plays this afternoon, so we'll know the score of that one before the Twins get their first pitch off.
Let me tell you, last night Cleveland had that game won, and they got 8-6 bases loaded. In the ninth inning, Cleveland, Chicago played itself back into it, and they hit a shot to center field. Now, Oscar caught it in center field. He made a great play out there.
Yeah.
Chicago would have won that game, too.
Yeah, that was a game saver. That was a great catch. Let me ask you about they'll play today again. 5 o'clock, we'll have the pregame show here on WCCO 610 first pitch. Now, the injury report for the Vikings, I looked at that this morning, Mike, and I see Stephon Diggs on it. I see Mike Hughes on it. Alexander, Brothers, Griffin, Joseph, and O'Neill. How worried should we be about these injuries, and we haven't even played a game yet?
I don't think too worried. Diggs was out there yesterday. We talked to him. He seemed like he was just fine. A lot of times that injury report's changed a little bit now where it's kind of based on their practice status and what they did, but it doesn't necessarily mean that much as to whether or not they'll play on Sunday. Sometimes they can ride that all week and you don't know, and you find out on Sunday they're inactive. But most of the time, and I don't see this week and based on what I saw in training camp, while anybody looks really severely injured or people that you'd be concerned about based on what I've seen. Like I said, Diggs talked to us yesterday. It never even came up, so I assume that he's okay. Doxton, we met as well yesterday, the new wide receiver, and I think he's got, I don't know if they want to play him in the first game, but they might because he's the fifth receiver. But I would be surprised if any of the injuries that I saw in that report yesterday are significant on Sunday.
How much are we going to see out of those tight ends now that we got the Irv Smith Jr. in camp?
I would think that could be the wild card that we didn't see as much of. And if they save something, if Gary Kubiak saved something and Kevin Stefanski in the preseason, that it may have been a package with the tight ends playing together. The other thing is they really like the way Franklin's come around. He has really bulked up. He's strong. You look at his legs. He's just got a trunk there. He's a third tight end that they can use when they need to. Morgan's hurt right now. So I would think that there could be a package that we haven't seen in terms of tight ends because you don't draft a guy in the second round and let him sit. And Kyle Rudolph, obviously, they know what he can do. So I would think if there's something we didn't see in the preseason, we may see more of, it would be those two either working in concert or at different times Smith being featured even as a third wide receiver.
NFL starts tonight, Maxie, the Packers and the Bears.
Packers and the Bears, here we go. That's a good matchup. Find out where Aaron Rodgers is at. And, of course, Chicago was so good last year, the addition of Khalil Mack and all that they did to make some changes. It'll be interesting to see. This is a great game. 100 years of NFL, starting with the Bears and the Packers. I see they got some skit with Brett Favre and some Bears fans. There's all kinds of fun stuff around this one. So the NFL got this one right, I think.
Yeah, you got to see that Brett Favre and the Bears guys. It's on our morning news Facebook page, but it's well worth a couple of minutes to peek at that. Very, very funny. I got to throw this in for all the golfers out there, Mike. Kyle Berkshire won the World Long Drive Championship yesterday with a 406-yard drive.
Oh, holy mackerel.
I can hardly walk that far.
Or what, man?
Oh, that's amazing. That is
406
amazing.
406 yards. Wow.
They must be using a Major League Baseball the way those are.
Yeah,
to
they,
jump
they must be using Major League Ball. They must have a new manufacturer. They must be manufacturing them themselves, the PGA.
Hey, when's our buddy Kevin Warren leave the Vikings to go over and take over the Big Ten?
I just talked to him yesterday. He's already, they've got Mr. Miller in. There's a little party yesterday for Kelly Wilski, who helps run the scouting department. She's retiring after 31 years. Just
wow.
A great lady. And Kevin was there. And Kevin, I think, leaves in 2 weeks, I think it is. He said he's already moved out to a cubicle at the Vikings and let his replacement take his office. So I said, Kevin, I said, I bet you can't even begin to ascertain what it's really going to be like. You just got to go sit in the hot seat and figure it out. But he's got Jim Delaney with him until January.
Well, he's got one of the best there helping him out. No doubt about that. Hey, Max,
yeah.
Come back in an hour if you could. I got a lot more.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He is Mike Max here on WCCO. It's 7:44 in the morning news.